Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's word. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Do you realize your response to circumstances are as a result of the information you hear? Who or what do you obey? The circumstances or the Word of God? Join Reverend Daniel as he continues his teaching on the benefits associated with acting on God's Word in his new series titled, Art Thy Word. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I'm hoping that Jesus will read that, isn't it?
But in the Bible, there's a clause.
There's a thing that we have to do. We have to ask for him to come.
Do you understand the
message? Mm-hmm. So when it comes to manifesting God in your life now,
it has
more to do with you than God.
Amen. And that
is why we like to be comfortable. It makes you lazy. It doesn't make you go for it. And that's why you spend many years and you never get it. Let me explain what I'm saying to you. You appreciate from this scripture.
Acts chapter 14.
Let me tell you. The things you are here in this church,
they
are going to build you up.
Amen.
Listen to me. What God is going to do in your life, listen to me.
Nobody
in your family have ever experienced it before.
Amen.
Because you are going to be constructed by the word of
God.
It was this same word that created the universe.
And
I am God. Is there anything too hard for me?
Do you
understand the message? Is there anything to have?
So, baby, you hear me or not?
What's the point of coming to life and just walk around and be mediocre?
So, baby, now
I
die.
I came and lived and I died and I quit.
No.
We are going to be trailblazers.
Amen.
If I say you can own a bank, believe it.
Amen.
If I say that you'll be the biggest media government in Africa, hey, believe it.
Amen.
I said believe it. Believe
amen.
It.
Believe amen. It. Amen.
All things are what? Possible.
Be dear to me, you know,
in this church, who produce one of the finest musicians all over the world.
Amen.
All over the
amen.
World.
Amen.
This church.
Amen.
I know what I'm telling you.
Amen.
I say all things are possible.
Say
I'm a seed of Abraham.
Abraham a Sydney.
Please take your seat.
Amen.
I say Acts chapter 1. Verse 8. Are we there? Now come up for verse 7. Let's have on verse 7. Let's see how the thing communicated from verse 7. Now listen. Listen. This is the scripture.
Acts 14 from 7.
No, come to verse 6. Please, don't, if you are in the service, this is a very important part of the service. Don't go anywhere. Just let your mind be here. You go home very soon, okay?
Amen.
Read it.
Amen.
Acts 14 from 6. They were aware of it. and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that life ran about.
So it's like, no, the Christians, or the believers, which Paul was part of, they went into unbelieving cities. So it's like the first place. Are you flowing? Now calm down. Verse 7.
And there they preached the gospel.
So wait. So they were what? Preaching. Am I not preaching to you? Am I preaching? I'm speaking words.
Amen.
I'm what? Speaking words.
Amen.
So they were preaching.
And to know more cancer.
The gospel.
You know what?
Have you seen me preach at crusades before? When I preach, I say Jesus died for you so that you can be saved from your sin, be saved from your sickness and disease, and be saved from your what? Your poverty. I said all those things. It's Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon the Lord as anointed to be preached of God to what? To the poor. You saw the scripture. To heal the broken. So the power of the preaching, the words, is more important than any sign you need. Isn't it? Now watch.
Amen.
In this scripture, they were preaching the gospel.
No more cancer, pano.
They were preaching the gospel.
No more cancer.
Now look at what happened when they were preaching the gospel. Listen.
And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb.
Now take note of this. Holy Ghost, amen, help them to see.
Amen.
Help them to hear.
Amen.
What you are saying to the church.
Amen.
Listen very carefully.
Amen.
Listen very carefully. The man has been sick from the womb.
Now, or yarifrin in a yem.
He has been crippled. The crippling started from the womb.
Oh, bubu frin in a yem ton.
And now he's called a man. He wasn't called a child.
Not
he was called friend. A man.
Not
a man.
Papa. Not
he
a papa.
Grown. He's a grown person. All his life, the only thing he has known is cripple. I don't care what is going on in your life. I don't care what they said from the womb. I don't care what they prophesied about you from the... I don't care. It doesn't matter to the word of God. It doesn't matter where the word of God comes from. They said, who never walked? He never walked. He never walked. He never walked. Say! You are in a good place.
Amen. Amen.
He never walked.
One nantita.
I don't know what you have never done before.
Me nim ya unye pain.
But today,
amen.
I'm commanding you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Holy Ghost. He said, who never walked?
Near one nantita.
Please take your seat and listen. Because this is very important to me.
It way dear.
If I were you, from today, you take note of this scripture.
Amen.
Then you understand, amen, that you can go into the spirit.
Amen.
And preach your breakthrough today.
Now don't.
How will you go? You meet God's word. You meet the word of God. Because it's spiritual thing.
Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Some of the problems are going through. God is just going to meet his word.
Amen.
Just meet it.
Amen. Amen.
If you sit down, it will never happen.
So what does that say? Matter.
He said, and there sat a certain man. The name was even mentioned.
Yeah, money thing.
Let me tell you, God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't choose people he wants to bless. No.
There be.
It's only those who can respond to his word. That is all. He said, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. This is a very serious problem. But you see, when it comes to God's word, you don't need the sign. When I tell you that in
2020,
you are entering into 2020. With great and mighty testimony. You better believe what
Amen.
I'm telling you. You better believe it.
Amen. Amen.
Please sit down. Sit down quickly.
Amen.
Now listen to what he said. This one, it does touch him. I say, God, let them see this. He said the man was what? Crippled. He couldn't. And then this
one.
And then, come now, verse 9. Read the verse 9.
The same heard Paul speak.
Wait. This man.
Sapapei.
Who was crippled.
Now,
all he had to be doing.
Yes,
all these years.
In fear,
all these years.
In fear,
he just needed a man of God.
No, he ain't yaminipa.
Who will just speak?
Ah, obekasa.
What do we carry in our mouth?
We call
the word of faith.
A friend,
which we preach. We preach the word of faith.
You can't see the awesome. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So how shall they call upon him whom they have not heard? How shall they call upon whom they have not heard? Except the preacher be sent. When Paul spoke, listen, the same head Paul speak, the same guy. And listen. Who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Now listen to the scripture carefully. Jesus. Someone said, oh, Paul had a ministry of miracles, so that's why it's not true. It's not that Father God, Paul does miracles too. But in that service, it's not the miracle of Paul, the ministry. That's what the guy got. No. It's not because the man had faith. Listen, he said, the same head Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Verse 10, quickly.
Said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked.
Do you understand the message? No, wait, relax. He has never walked. But what changed his story? It's not coming from Paul.
It
was coming from him.
Oh,
God, help them.
Amen.
To see. The man is an unbeliever.
Papa, no, you'll be a one.
He has never heard the gospel before.
No, he's not a Jew.
But he was hearing the gospel about Jesus Christ.
In the message
of Paul, Paul spoke about healing in the message. If not, you will not have that faith to be healed. So as Paul was preaching about the gospel,
he was preaching
the benefits of the gospel to the people.
Sure,
this man who has never walked before, he began to believe. So as he was sitting there, he just was expecting. He knew that this is my time.
His
spirit was open. He believed the word that Paul was speaking. He believed it. So all the years that he has been
living,
whatever. Now he doesn't care anymore. He knows his miracle is here. So in the spirit realm, the anointing located it. And Paul gazed on him. And he saw this man. Has faith to be healed. That's why he said he perceived that he had faith. And because he perceived it, he commanded him to rise up.
Sorry.
So tell me, who was the one who prompted the miracle?
Why not a Kenyan century?
It was the leper. The
man who was screaming.
If you don't prompt your miracle,
so one Kenya will send training.
You'll be in the same problem.
He said
he by faith.
He said,
can you give another version? Maybe a message or something. Let's look at how they said it. Come on. Let's see how the man perceived it. Read it.
He heard Paul talking, and Paul, looking him in the eye, saw that he was ripe for God's work.
How was he ripe?
Ready to believe.
He was ready. He was ready. Are you ready to believe?
And now why a car will be amen.
He was ready to believe.
Now why a
verse 10, what happened? Read the same message.
So he said, loud enough for everyone to hear, up on your feet. The man was up in a flash, jumped up and walked around as if he'd been walking all his life.
Hey.
That's why I said, I don't care whatever has happened.
Until I'm saying, family,
the word of faith you preach, when people see you, they will not recognize you.
I know what I'm telling you.
Because it's God's word we are speaking. When I take the mic, listen, and I put under the oil, you will set up your miracle. Let me show you what I'm talking about. In the preaching of Paul, the guy's readiness to believe provoked the anointing. It provoked the anointing. He said he was ready to believe, so the anointing was provoked. So it was he who set up the miracle.
So
the guy in the
congregation.
Because if he didn't, Paul wouldn't locate him. No. Because the anointing could see the guys. Some people in the church. When I look at their faces, I move away. Because when I look at them, they'll bring the anointing down.
There are
some people I look at because they always receiving. Let me tell you something. When I preach outside the church sometimes, I see some unusual, like I went to a ministry. After the year before, they called me to come and pray. And I did this. I didn't speak. People start falling down. I
say,
hey, what is this? I've not seen it before. I just said I did this. Why? The people, they were set up. Jesus. They were set up. It was set up. So you can see in the scripture that the man, you see, do you know why Jesus could not do miracles in school town? They were not set up. That's why those who know me when I was young, they are disadvantaged. I'm sorry for them. Unless they change their mind, maybe. Only God can help. I don't know how they're going to do it, but it will happen. Because see, there's some miracles.
There's
some certain signs and wonders that will take you to work on yourself to receive from a man of God who you are familiar with. Because your belief cannot believe. Your belief has to get there to get it. Oh, Holy Spirit, help them to understand what
Amen.
I'm saying. So you can see in the scripture, it was never Paul who, because of his miracle ministry, when Mr. Abbe gave his testimony here, that we prayed and he went, you see, he had faith in the meeting. He had faith in them, and the anointing located him. I didn't pray for him. Did I pray for him? But he received his healing. So when the Holy Ghost is moving the church, you are sitting now. You are to set yourself up for your miracle.
Amen.
Someone will come to tell
like,
his mind is somewhere. You focus on God. As you are here, you are thinking so many things. How will your miracle come to you? Because you are not focused. But what is preaching? You are not even here. How will the God who even locate you? Even to speak to you. They jumped up and walked around as if
so
walking all his life. Walking all his life.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. When I see people in church, different grace of faith.
Amen.
No, you didn't hear this. Don't say amen. I didn't say you hear me. Listen, hear me before you say. I see different grades of faith, which means that somebody their faith is weak. Somebody their faith is not even there. And I say those who faith, they look like they always have testimonies. I'm telling you truthfully. So you see that, so it becomes like as if Why me? It's not why you. It's you. You have to work on yourself. Mm. That's why I say the best work. You just listen to the tips. Listen. Don't worry. Just listen.
Amen.
Let it just be play. By the time you realize, you are lying.
Amen.
You get a message. Please read it quickly.
Matthew 8:5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him.
Now, Jesus said, I will come and heal him.
Jesus said, me me ba ma besani yare.
So, I will come, I will heal him.
Man,
take note of this.
And so, sir,
means that in the mind of Jesus, he's going to apply his healing what? Ministry.
Isn't it?
Isn't it? Mm. But now the guy will determine how he wants the healing to be done.
And so after you are brought in the bed, he said, "Your person is sane by far." Amen.
You see, I don't know how to put it. Sometimes we kind of blame God for everything. Like God should
be found from so
God has done everything already.
We
have to just block it. Let me, like right now we are here. You know there are sockets here.
In himself, one power do you do?
And how to block miracle is faith.
Amen.
So it means that the like angels are here. The
power of God
is here. But you see, to block, to enter and receive here,
yeah,
is that you have to meet what I'm saying with faith. If you don't have faith, you don't qualify for it. So which means that you can be in the church for many years, and you can still be crippled. Unless you block, that's where the anointing can locate you.
Did
you see the message?
Amen.
So who should work on himself? You.
Amen.
When you go to some of the miracle healing schools that they have, like so Joburg, Pastor Chris has a healing school. When they book, I know what they do. They teach them healing. They teach it for months. They hear people's testimonies. That's what they teach them. They teach them healing in the scriptures. What is it for? So it's like the sessions. So when the people are now, those who have gone through that class, maybe whatever time they have gone through the class, when they are ready, then a man of God will appear. Why? Because then it means that now they have the faith to what? I heard Kenan say that when they invite him anywhere, and he has to do anything of miracle stuff, what he normally would do, if it's a church, you like to have him give him many days. Because he knows that first, second, and nothing will happen. He knows that what will happen normally the last days, what because he knows that at that time people's faith has now
ready to receive.
You see, these are practical principles.
Amen.
That's why let me tell you something. When I see somebody who already knows the God's word, let me give a typical example. Should I give a typical example? You see the man of God who came here last time. When I was ministry, you see where he was moving? You see the way he was moving? You know why he was moving that way? The word is inside of him already.
So it was
identifying with the word. So it was easy for him to move. Like it was hitting him hard. And you could see he was saying it. You see, when you have it in you, when you are under a message, we can notice it.
Amen.
So when you are in this church and I preach, I know that you are not rich. I know. Me, I'm telling the truth, I know.
Amen.
So you, maybe I will not waste time much on you. You know why? Because I'm praying that you will come up.
Because
I don't know. Do you not understand the message? God hasn't given water who you are not thirsty. There's no point.
Amen.
Am I preaching? Read it.
The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only.
Hey, listen. How people want pastor to come to their house? You see, you have got it all wrong. You have got it all wrong. All wrong. Even if someone doesn't come and visit you, when you play my messages, it's more powerful and potent for you in the
Amen.
House.
Amen.
That me coming there, you'll be suffering. I'm telling you.
Amen.
I know what I'm telling you. Let me tell you something.
I mean, can be
when people are giving offering,
is there
anybody who gives offering No, it's not about the money. No. It's not about the money. No. It's about the faith. The
breath.
So I realized that when I sense something differently from different people when they give me offering.
The person
has certain type of that is really to take something.
Do you
understand the message? So it's not really about the money. It's about the faith behind what they are receiving.
Amen.
That's it. You can set up your break. Am I preaching? You see, we belong to the God of Abraham. We worship the God of Israel. That's who we are worshiping. Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. Jesus said it. It means that we have a connection. Do you understand the message?
Amen.
And when you look at the Old Testament, the offerings were given to God, no small.
Offering.
Have you read the offerings? Plenty of offerings.
But
yet that was their secret of their power. That was the secret of their prosperity.
Tell you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You should love giving.
Amen.
I'm not too comfortable. See, I have to.
Amen.
You have to. Let me tell you, some of you. It will get to a point, promise and listen. It will get to a point, some of you. Let me tell you. You can't keep pace with the money that you are receiving. Receive it in Jesus'
name. I receive it. Amen. 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 Amen.
Recently, somebody found money in my book. And I even forgot the money. Like a mother like this. He said, Pastor. I said, I saw this money. No, really? I don't even know how. Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, that's why I'm not. Oh, okay. Give it to me. I don't even know. I just. You know why? Let me tell you why. The reason is because, see, if you walk with God, it's not magical. It's principle. It's what?
Principle. Amen.
When somebody says, I have an abound, it doesn't mean that he has the whole world. No. It means that prosperity is not that you have plenty house. No. You have more than enough. That's prosperity.
Listen,
prosperity means that you have more. It means that at every stage of your life,
what
you have is more than enough. You have enough even to give out at every stage of your life. That's prosperity. If I tell you are prosperous, it means that you have more than enough now.
You see,
anyone who has enough,
and
is like managing it, it means that it's not more than enough. It's like hand to mouth is not prosperity. No. It's like you always have you have enough. And the supply is that you have every time you have it. That's prosperity.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.